here on the Big Cheese postgame show. Finally, delighted to be joined by catcher Carlos Perez. Two hits tonight and the walk-off winner, the single in the bottom of the ninth to give you guys the 8-7 victory. First, I want to talk that at-bat. Bases loaded, one out. You don't need a base hit, but you came through. What was your approach in that bat?
I was trying to tell myself the whole at-bat, even before. During Jason's at-bat, they had like a little meeting on the mound. And obviously, they couldn't walk him. There was bases loaded. I mean, we had a plan going on. If they walk him, whatever, I'd come up to hit.
Yep.
But they didn't need to walk him. So watching his at-bat, I saw the pitches they were throwing to him. I saw the stuff, how they were working him. I mean, righty-righty, I'm myself a righty as well. So I kind of went by that at-bat because my previous at-bat against him, I laid a bunt down with two outs, so I really didn't get to see much from him. But I was just telling myself to not get big at any point. I didn't need to. I needed to put the ball in play, hit it hard somewhere. Luckily, it got through, and we got the win. But the main thing was just staying as tight as I could, not get big, get crazy, and try to hit a home run. I just needed a ball to get hit hard.
And what a fun game here. But you guys, this was a roller coaster of a game, right? You're up 5-0 early. Gage Deal looks great through three. Then you guys are down 7-5 going into the bottom of the seventh inning. What was the mood in the clubhouse at that point, and how did you guys stick the faith that you were going to come back here on opening night?
Like I said, I mean, Gage looked sharp, really sharp, first couple of innings. I mean, he ran into some trouble. Was nothing to be concerned about. He got hit a little bit, but nothing too crazy. I'm sure he's going to bounce back. He's going to work his behind off.
There you go.
And come back next weekend and be way better than he was this weekend. For us, I mean, I think we just never quit. We were going to win this game regardless of the situation we were on. We were going to go to win. We were up 5-0, and then I don't know where we were tied. It was a tie game. But the people in the clubhouse, the mood didn't change ever. They knew what we were going to do. They knew we had a plan, and we were just there to execute the plan, whatever it took.
And you guys work 8 months in the off season to finally have the season start here in February. Just how much fun was it to be back out on the field playing games in front of this awesome home crowd?
Man, it was the best thing ever. I don't have words to explain it. I mean, it's just a complete different feeling. We've been working really, really hard to get back to where we need to. Last year, we got cut short again. We didn't have a chance to make it our own regional. So the plan right now, it's always make it to Omaha. I mean, everybody's excited. We got some transfers. We got some new people that have never played at the college level, and they know what the plan is, and they know what we're here to do. We're here to get back to Omaha, and it was definitely special to get back and get that JD's first win, actually.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope.
And JD, when I talked to him earlier in the week, mentioned that you thought about the MLB draft a little bit, but then you decided to come back. And he said what a blessing it was to have you back. How happy are you to be back here in Coral Gables for another year with this group?
Man, I'm super excited. I mean, when the draft thing didn't happen, my first call was JD. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew my plans. I knew his plan. At the end of the day, it was one, get back to Omaha. And I was extremely grateful that I had the chance to come back. And now we're here. I mean, I never thought of going anywhere. If I want to win, I want to win with this team, and especially JD. I'm extremely grateful that he took me back here.
Yeah. You're a Miami kid, the game winner tonight for the Miami Hurricanes in the season opener. You guys got a long year ahead, but enjoy this one. Thanks for joining us, Carlos.
Thank you,
appreciate the time.
Appreciate you guys.
Man.